Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
All right, we got Nick Fuentes for two more segments, and then Max Kaiser scheduled to be in studio with us. Nick, I got to ask a lot of questions here, but I just can't get over the fact that you have no criminal record. You're well-spoken, very popular guy. I agree with like 99% of the stuff you say. But even if I disagree with you, you're not a criminal. You're on a no-fly list for two-plus months now, and they won't tell you why. I mean, this is just outrageous. It's like Julian Assange. The witnesses against him now admit it was all a fraud and a lie. He's been in jail for 9 years. They're killing him. I mean, this is just out of control.
Yeah, it's no charge. It's no crime. I haven't done anything wrong. And, you know, I think this is kind of what they're doing. They're just putting the screws now on people that are opposing the system. Because, you know, like you said, I'm somebody who hasn't even done anything wrong. It'd be one thing if it was a charge, if I was inside the building or something, but they're just taking away.
Punished without charges is the essence of tyranny.
That's exactly it. Yeah. And I'm a citizen. We're supposed to have rights in America. We're supposed to have a constitution.
If you were an illegal alien, you could just get on planes without ID.
Yeah. They would push me on there, fly me to Wisconsin or Michigan or whatever from the border. And it's happening to me, not just in that way, but in other ways, too. They took money from my bank account. I'm banned on social media. The real troubling thing is that it's turning into a government persecution. For a long time, it was social ostracism. It was the private sector. It was big tech. It was employers. It was academia. Now it's the government. What's concerning about the government is that government has the guns. Government makes the rules. And so now that we're on the wrong side of the government, they can call you a terrorist, break down your door, go in your house, take your stuff, take your money. You know,
and by the way, were you guys pulling from yesterday's stack that national threat assessment put out by Biden 2 weeks ago where he says protesting the election, protesting lockdowns is white supremacism? So anything if you're a white supremacist, you have rights too, but anything they want to label that, now you have no rights and the anti-terror apparatus is used on you, that is just preposterous.
It is. They've categorized political dissent as terrorism now, and people need to open up their eyes and realize that. There's a lot of liberals that look at somebody like me or you and they say, right-wing nut job, conspiracy theorist, something like that. We have done nothing wrong. We have rights. This is America. We have a constitution. We're not terrorists. And once the government is able to just redefine everything that they don't like as terrorism, nobody is safe. You know, guess what? Liberals, conservatives, people on Fox News, people on MSNBC, it all comes down to who's then in control of the Capitol. So we are creating a...
What was that latest headline? Put that back up, please. Cancel proof. Activists are trying to get Nick Fuentes, a far-right video streamer from Western Suburbs, kicked off the Internet. It might be impossible.
Yeah, that was back. The SPLC has been trying very hard to get me kicked off Twitter for the past year. And we developed this cancel-proof streaming platform, my site, AmericaFirst.live, to do my show. They're very frustrated because they don't know how to take it off, much like InfoWars. You know, they got.
And so that's their thing. Oh, we'll just put them on a fly list then.
That's right. That's right.
You're like Jack Ma. We'll show you, Sonny. Did you see Charlie Munger say that one of the main owners of Berkshire Hathaway, Bill Gates' lawyer and mentor, like, we'll just arrest people, you know, like China. I like that. Arrest these Sonny boys.
Yeah, I did see that. They don't even hide it. You know, it's just that they rely on people's ignorance. They rely on people to be ignorant, and they rely on people, even if they hear about things like that, to not believe it. Because, and I've talked about this before on my show, too, the term conspiracy theorist or theory was basically created by the FBI. It's meant to stigmatize anybody that opposes the official government narrative. So, you know, you talk about something like that, it's totally factual, and you might have a moderate go, well, let's get a fact check on that. Okay, here's the clip, here's the quote, but they rely on people to say, oh, well, but that's a conspiracy theory. That's not reputable or something or other. It convinces people to not trust their own eyes, what they see with their own eyes and what they hear with their own ears. But it's all out there, and the elites have never hidden their agenda. They've been talking about it for hundreds of years, maybe thousands of years. They've just straight up said what they're going to do, and it's not difficult to find if you're looking. It's a little difficult.
They're going to take over, incrementally shut down all competition, shut down resources, starve people till they agree to take poison vaccines that don't just sterilize you but kill you. I mean, they're, that's what they're doing. They're just smiling about it, going, yeah, Sonny boy, yeah.
Well, and what's
the I'm not the only one that's going to die soon at almost 100. I'm going to take you with me, Satan Thurso, Lally, I'm Charlie Munger. I'm going to kill you.
We'll be right back. Stay with us. In 60 seconds, I have a really bad tendency about going into too much detail. But listeners and viewers know that I straight shoot you. The last thing I would do is BS you. I personally have a reminder on the calendar on my phone that at least once a week I've got to take Survival Shield X2 or X3. Because when I don't, my energy, my stamina, my libido, my focus, everything is not half as good as it should be. This is a product system that everyone should be taking because it's not just a product. It is essential in the body, and most iodine is found in the food you get. Most people are very deficient in it. So we have X2 for 50% off with free shipping, edible Patriot points. X3, 60% off free shipping, edible Patriot points, running through July 4th because I want you to experience X2 and X3, particularly X3. I'm not saying it's better than X2, but this is something that can really benefit everybody, and it funds the InfoWar. So get your X2 and X3 with free shipping. Massive discounts now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Show, and I want to invite you to come in and tape with me in the morning for like an hour before you leave town. So I'm doing a commercial-free Saturday podcast. Part of it's live, part of it's taped. Every show gets over a million views. Some of the ones you've been on have had like 2 million views. And you know, that's on our own platform. That is really the model of fighting back against these people. But I wanted to raise this. I know you've seen it. The National Strategy for Countering Domestic Terrorism. Jonathan Turley, a lot of big liberal professors, lawyers have said this is a declaration of war against America. It says, we will define you as a white supremacist, and if you're defined as that, we will then use the Pentagon, the CIA, to stop your networks, to frustrate you. Talking about this report on CNN, MSNBC, FBI spokespersons, like Frank Fitchitoli or whatever his name is, said, we will, quote, attack members of Congress as terrorists. Anyone that invokes terror and white supremacism, which means questioning the election, questioning lockdowns, questioning inoculations, these are all our basic rights. And it actually says it that they will then have you arrested. But first, they will frustrate your terror network. So everyone always warned they'd use the Homeland Security apparatus against the American people. Unconstitutionally. Now they're doing it for our political views, Nick Fuentes, and they put you on a no-fly list. But you're not giving up, but you were going to Arizona. They flipped out about that with Congressman Gozer, who's a great guy, and so that's not happening. I mean, they're everywhere. They're silencing and bullying the opposition. I think listeners should realize what a champion you and others are. This is a total war, a total fight. I mean, we are so deep down the rat hole now, like Trump used to say, they're trying to get through me to get to you. And that's what this is. That's what this is.
That's right. Well, and they got through Trump. And now you're seeing it's been just 6 months since the Capitol. And they've gone after, I think it's 500 plus people have been arrested in connection with the Capitol riot. They've gone after you. They've been going after you for a long time. They're going after me. And pretty soon they're going to be going door to door, literally in your neighborhood, going after each and every person who resists.
And they say, as you pointed out before we went live, I said, what do you want to cover? During the, quote, pandemic, they hard-coded on Apple Android as an agreement, an app that's hidden, whether you like it or not, on the operating system that tracks where you go, you can't turn it off, and has your political info, so they're going to use this to harass patriots. That's their real plan. This is a smokescreen for mass arrest.
It is. Well, and I remember I saw that announcement from Jen Psaki, the press secretary. She said, community outreach, going door-to-door to see if you're not vaccinated. And my first thought is, wait a second, how do they know who's not vaccinated? They put it in every single mobile smartphone in America. And it's not, you don't have to download it voluntarily. It's installed there. It's forced and it's hidden And you can't see it. And this is just a gateway for law enforcement, for the federal government to spy on everybody. And that's what all these mechanisms are for. That's what 9/11 was about. That's what the war on terror was about. That's what COVID is about. It's about creating a pretext for more jurisdiction, for encroaching power.
And a lot of folks go, well, I don't care if I'm spied on. Well, why do you have windows? Why do you have doors? It's to keep bad things out. They admit they're going to use it to shut you down. And once other people accept that you're not essential and you're put in a digital gulag and bankrupted, the plan is to do it to everybody. They want to make us poor to control us. They're breaking the social contract. They don't want an upwardly mobile, quote, group that wastes resources. They want you poor.
They do. They want a slave state. They want a country that's full of peasants, uneducated, ignorant, vulnerable peasants that own nothing that's in their own documents. World Economic Council, you'll own nothing and be happy.
And by the way, the guys pulled up Massachusetts doing it, and they've all done it. But if you just simply type in Google and Apple agree, rare agreement by Google and Apple on tracking software on phones. It happened 16 months ago. Go ahead.
Well, and more to your point, you know, you said people say, well, I'm not doing anything wrong. Some people say this, I'm not doing anything wrong. What do I have to be concerned about if the government is spying on me? They've criminalized dissent. They've criminalized people criticizing the government. And so, like what we've seen with this vaccine, people are reporting through the VAERS system, V-A-E-R-S. People are having very bad reactions to the vaccine. They're having heart problems. They're having lung problems. This is a perfect instance. If you resist getting this mandatory vaccine when you go back to work or go back to school, this has been criminalized. You're a terrorist. If you were a normal person maybe 10 years ago, you wouldn't have anything to worry about. Well, if people are spying on me, what are they going to
say? Well, they're saying in the national TV showed little white kids how to be a corner of the field waving at a soccer game. The news said, this is racist, don't show it. Even seeing white people's not bad.
Yes, and all white people are racist. That's one of the most pernicious narratives there is. They say at once, racist is the worst thing that you can be. Then they say only white people can be racist because racism is prejudice plus power. Then they say all white people are racist. Liberals are racist even if they're white, even if you're a so-called ally, even if you're a BLM supporter. So think of it. Racist is the worst thing you could be. Only white people can be racist. Oh, and by the way, no matter what you do, no matter what you believe, all white people are racist. Where do people think that's headed? Where do people think that's going?
Genocide.
That's what it is. It's white genocide.
Why do you think everybody wants to get into white countries, but then whites are so bad?
That's a great question. I mean, they say it once, white supremacy is killing non-white people. Oh, it's so exhausting being a person of color in America. But yet they literally go from Nicaragua, 1,000 miles across the desert in Mexico, to come here. It's because we have nice places to live. We have pretty nice things. We have nice cities. No one's getting decapitated or necklaced like they do in Africa or Mexico or anything, or Middle East. So people come here, they like to get jobs, they like to live in a normal, healthy, sane country. The problem is they tend to bring with them the kinds of conditions that they left in the first place. You know, it's not really a coincidence that those places are the way that they are. Africa, Latin America, other places. They pack up Africa, they pack up Mexico, and they walk right across the border and they bring it here. And that's ultimately the problem. And it's white supremacy if you oppose that. It's white supremacy if you want to keep things the way that
they are. Well, here's the thing. If people come here and adopt the Western Christian culture, then it'll work and it's successful. But if they're against it when they're brought, it's going to fall.
Right. Well, and you know, they almost necessarily have to be against it in this particular time, because what exactly can they assimilate into? The institutions are ripping apart the creed of America, the culture of America. What are they going to assimilate into?
They're coming into a thing that's already controlled demolition.
Exactly, exactly. They come in and assimilate to Netflix and Nike and MSNBC and Amazon. They're assimilating into an evil empire. So, I mean, we have to, I think, pump the brakes on the immigration. We have to defeat the globalist empire. Then if people want to come in and assimilate to a normal Western America that's familiar, I mean, then that would make sense to me.
And Nick, let's be clear. The lockdown starved the third world to death, and the UN organizes them as a weapon to attack. They admit all this.
Oh, yeah.
So they're exploiting everybody.
They weaponize those people. The immigrants that are coming over here out of self-interest and other people, they're being weaponized. The elites do not care about the people in Mexico any more than they care about the people that are in America. They merely see the people in all countries as pawns, as like playing pieces.
And they're threatened by the wars in Europe and in what's the UK today, the Irish, the Scots, the English, over 1,000 years fought each other. Out of that came basic ideas of basic liberty that people was hard won. It was different in the whole planet. It came here. It was limited to a certain group. It expanded. Folks said, everybody deserves this. And now they're using that openness to destroy it. But it is the Western open Christian ethos of everybody has rights. Every person's home is their property that stands in the way of the globalists who are attacking that. So that's why they're using the outside world to bring it down, because the Western ethos is such a great thing. It threatens the global corporate takeover, and that's why they're sworn to destroy it.
That's right. The Western civilization that we had at the end of World War II was the triumph of hundreds or thousands of years hard fought in wars and in revolutions and in things like that. It blossomed and gave the world a great thing, ended slavery, ended colonialism, oppression, these kinds of things. But you're right. They're using that openness. They're using that sort of liberal, tolerant attitude to subvert and destroy the very civilization that gave the world a sort of more liberal thing that fought the
original. And they're going to replace it with a total absolute tyranny. Let's talk about how to save Western civilization tomorrow. If you can come in the morning, I'd love to take 30 minutes commercial free or whatever for that Saturday show. Nick Fuentes, how do folks find you?
I'm at America First Out Live Monday through Friday at 8 o'clock Central Time.
America First
Out Live.
Out Live. All right, Nick Fuentes. All right, Max Keiser coming up.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
It what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hosting into the fourth hour today. We have a special guest joining us next hour dealing with the plan under carbon taxes to force us out of our physical bodies. Yes, it sounds insane. It's a way to kill people, but to say we're not really killing them, we're putting their identity onto a digital system. You want to hear next decade's news today? You want to hear 20 years from now today? You're going to hear that 15 minutes into the next hour when we have a special guest on. Please remember that the only way this show gets out is you taking clips out of it and sharing it on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, you name it, Rumble, Parler, Gab, everywhere. And you've been doing that. And so we have been really having a huge effect together. So I salute you all and thank you all. Everything we do is free to air. Please don't remember that the system is doing everything they can to shut us down. So please remember that when you tell folks about the broadcast, it is a revolutionary act. All right, we are joined in studio by Max Keiser, and he's got a lot to talk about with the world economy. We've got this big globalist meeting happening up in Idaho they don't want us to know about. Big tech cartels getting together. So to talk about the state of the world, back in studio with us, he was here last year, is Max Keiser.
Oh, Sterling, great to be here. Great to be back in Austin. Love Austin. Fantastic town, city of the future. The mining, Bitcoin mining industry is now heading to Texas after leaving China. That's the exciting news. New jobs, new excitement, new opportunities right here in Texas, baby. Love it.
And I know you're here to talk about Bitcoin. I want to get into Bitcoin quite a bit, but also look at big picture. But you told me to get into Bitcoin 11 years ago. I didn't. You told me 3 years ago to get into it. And when I said I'm endorsing Bitcoin 6 months ago, I said, I expect they'll drive it down again, and then it'll go back up again. So when they drive it down some, they call it a defeat of Bitcoin, but this has happened more than 10 times, hasn't it?
Yeah, since we got into it, it's been down like this, similarly, 15 times. Yeah, these types of pullbacks. This is an garden variety average pullback. Right now, what you see in the mining community, or what's called the hash rate, it's starting to pick up again because 60% of it moved from China to a lot of it to Texas, some to Kazakhstan. And now it's recalibrating. The beautiful part about this technology is that the blocks that come every 10 minutes were never interrupted. Try doing that with a gold mine. You can't pick up a gold mine or a silver mine in Mexico and move it to another country overnight. Nope. You can't.
So it's virtual.
Yep. That's right. It's virtual.
So. Well, tell folks about the 11-year history of Bitcoin and where it is right now and where you think it's going. Let's get right to the chase here.
Right. Well, the history goes back 20, 25 years, and it was always the dream of what are called the cypherpunks to develop digital gold. Finally, after a few failed attempts, the thing happened in 2009. And that first couple of years, it wasn't that popular. I picked up on it because I had done something in the 90s, as you know, the Hollywood Stock Exchange. So I looked at it. We started covering it in 2011. And then it started to get traction. And then it started to get the attention of people who were looking for an alternative to inflation, because inflation is becoming a huge problem. And it's now the cat's out of the bag. You can't hide it anymore. And people are looking for a place to store their wealth. and they're going increasingly into Bitcoin. In the last year, we had Michael Saylor from MicroStrategy. He put billions of dollars into it. We've got Paul Tudor Jones, one of the most famous hedge fund managers in the world. He has a position in it. You've got an ETF coming, an exchange-traded fund, which will be Bitcoin. That'll be into it. There's 150 million users of Bitcoin today. So we're roughly at the same spot the internet was in 1997.
And you predicted that they would try to drive it down again, which they've done. Guys, pull up the 12-year or 11-year graph on Bitcoin, but it's already started to go back up, correct?
Yeah, it has a bottom, and it's got the user bases keep expanding exponentially, and the fundamentals are still extremely strong, and my target of 220,000 for the year 2021 is still in place.
Well, looking at the 11-year graph on screen, that does not look like something that's dead. That looks like something that is just getting stronger.
Absolutely. These are pullbacks. You know, when you go to the hardware store and you see hammers on sale for 50% off, you say, hey, great, I'm going to buy 50% off. I need a hammer. Here, Bitcoin is 50% off. Everyone should own it, and you get it at a cheaper price. If you go to swanbitcoin.com/Alex, you can pick up some Bitcoin right now and get $10 for free if you use your promo code, which is
And that is a good, clean place to get involved. And I'm not saying it's a messiah like you are. I'm just saying the fiat currencies, the dollar, the yen, the yuan, the euro, they're complete frauds run by the globalists. So why shouldn't we have competing private currencies, especially one that has the blockchain and all this? And of course, you know, the globalists try to play both sides of it. Is that because they're speculating in it? Because I really just see Bitcoin capitulation, you know, a term I invented, but I really think it's going to continue on regardless of what they do.
Well, you made an excellent point there. It's the first real example of private money. This is the first time money has ever been separated from the state. Separating state from money is as significant as when we had separation of state and church during the Enlightenment, during the Renaissance. This is that cosmic in scale. The second thing is, if you look at it in the following way, it starts to kick in what the importance is. If you own fiat money, you're guaranteed to lose purchasing power because they're guaranteed to print more. If you own gold, you're guaranteed to maintain purchasing power. An ounce of gold today buys a suit. An ounce of gold 500 years ago, you could buy a suit. Buy Bitcoin, you're guaranteed to, and it's mathematically a certainty, to increase purchasing power. Increase purchasing power with Bitcoin. It's a mathematical guaranteed certainty. Because there's a lot of fiat money being printed, and people...
Well, let's talk about that. We'll get back into Bitcoin, but it's a doorway to everything that's happening. What's going on with the velocity of money, the printing, the issuance of it? I see those graphs the last 5 years, twice as much money issued had ever been issued before. What's going on?
Right. Well, the amount of money being printed is astronomical. Something like 25% of all the money created in the history of the United States was created in the last 24 months. I mean, it's just incredible. And that's happening all over the world. But you make an interesting point there in terms of money velocity. Money velocity is actually heading to zero, because when the money is printed, it ends up in the hands of a few banks, and they don't lend it out. They don't actually increase economic activity in any way. And that's why you have this incredible wealth and income gap. That's why you have so many rioters on the street. There's so many protests, why the economy's dysfunctional, why infrastructure's crumbling.
And they want to divert off into race when it's the elites robbing us all. That's why they're funding Black Lives Matter, to make it racial instead of it being class.
They love to bring up the social justice warrior topics that are inconsequential compared to the travesty of too much money printing. They don't want people to think about that money printing and the devastation it's doing to society. So they'll bring up these tangential topics, social justice warrior topics that really are inconsequential. That's why they do it. It's a deflection campaign, for sure. And they get people really heartfelt and emotionally involved because a squirrel somewhere is starving. But the fact that they're...
I mean, I go on some of these big black hip-hop shows, and they're smart folks, and they make a lot of interesting points. They're entertaining to listen to, but it's like this on a Republican or Democrat show as well. They're just caught up in their particular politics. And I'm like, hey, you know, this is all a diversion from 20 million Africans starving to death under the lockdown, and they don't even know how to respond. I mean, and they're so heartfelt. I'm like, you know, this is a distraction, right?
There's a book, excellent book, called Bitcoin and Black America, written by Isaiah Jackson. And on page 11, it says he heard about Bitcoin from Max Keiser, who made the following statement. If Black America today bought Bitcoin when it was a dollar, they would eventually be able to buy white America. And that statement holds true today as it did 10 years ago.
All right, let's talk about where the global economy is going straight ahead. There's a lot of things that we can't do to stop the globalists, but there's a lot of things we can do. And one of them is taking care of our bodies and our health. And listen, I'm lecturing myself at the same time. I put myself through too much stress. I don't eat right. But one thing I do remember to do is to take my Deep Earth Crystal High Quality Iodine. And that, of course, is the original X2. Incredible. It is essential in your body. It is a building block of everything that goes on. The globals work around the clock to make sure that we are deficient in iodine and have way too much of all the garbage halogens like chlorine, fluoride, bromine, and others. We also have X3. And that's because the research scientists pointed out to me, and I saw the research, it was true, that some people can't absorb pure atomic iodine. So it's pure atomic iodine and the two other types that are also good for your body that some people get better benefits from. So it's apples and oranges. Both products are free shipping, double Patriot points, 50% off for Survival Shield X2 and 60% off for X3, even though it's selling out right now.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
War on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
All right, Max Kaiser is in studio with us 15 minutes into the next hour. Then I've got a special guest joining us about the globalist endgame of by law declaring our carbon-based bodies illegal and making us be uploaded to machines, which is really a way to kill us. They won't call it genocide. They'll say, oh, no, you're a trans person turning into this ethereal creature. Microsoft has all the patents. That's their extermination plan. That's coming up in T-minus 45 minutes. Max Kaiser, you're a really smart former top stockbroker. I've seen you in the 1980s on Nightline and stuff. You look a lot younger than you are. You're actually probably 400 years old. But seriously, now Dracula next to me. I'm joking.
It's all the supplements, I'd say.
It's the supplements, but yeah, let's just get serious.
Garden in the can.
Let's get serious.
And also that scrotum wax.
That's right. No, but seriously, the economy, the world, the banks, the censorship, the wars, the China, the dollar's way up, the currency wars, looking at all their fiat systems, what's going on?
Fiat. Well, we saw Ben Bernanke. You remember him? He was Fed chairman right before Janet Yellen, and he came out and complained to the Financial Times and the world media that he wants people to stop calling the dollar fiat money. And it's not just fiat money. It's not just a meme. It's real. And he's practically crying like a little baby. And it's,
I saw that. So if he just calls it white supremacist, they'll stop saying it.
Yeah, of course.
So fiat is white supremacist. Don't say it.
They're boxing themselves into a corner where you can't even mention the U.S. dollar without being thrown into the gulag, which is not good for the U.S. dollar. And most countries are divesting out of the U.S. dollar. And countries,
so the Russians have almost completely divested out of their sovereign wealth fund. What's going on there?
They are out of the dollar. You know, they don't want any part of it. They don't want the censoring. They don't want to be part of the SWIFT system. They're building their own SWIFT system. They're going to be independent of the U.S. dollar hegemony. So, and other countries are following suit. China, obviously, Iran, that whole block of country, One Belt, One Road, which is the largest land-based kind of trading zone ever in the history of the world, is about to go online with Iran, China, and Russia. And they want to have it all backed by something other than the U.S. dollar. And they want to get rid of Visa, MasterCard, all the U.S.-based payment systems. And I see what's happening in Latin America, Alex, with El Salvador and Bitcoin. They made it legal tender. This is really the most significant story of 2021, in my view, is El Salvador. Bukele, the president, made Bitcoin legal tender. And now they're going to turn on their volcanoes to mine Bitcoin. They expect to make next year $750 million mining Bitcoin. This is a country with a $20 billion GDP.
And you predicted 6 months ago on the show.
No, 2 weeks ago. I said they're going to add or triple their GDP in 10 years, right? They're going to add $1 billion right now in mining. I said it right here.
You did say
to
that.
You for 10 years. I've been saying to buy Bitcoin. What have you said? What have you done? Finally, you're on board. It's not too late.
10 years. Let's go back.
It's not too late.
Let's go back to 6 months ago. You said once countries start moving to Bitcoin, it'll be a chain reaction.
Yes.
So why did China, that was starting to adopt, they kind of got midway and then didn't?
Right. Well, you wouldn't think China would do it because it's a highly top-down, centralized dictatorship, and they don't like something out of their control, and Bitcoin would be completely out of their control.
What do you make of Charlie Munger coming out and saying, I want to arrest Americans like they did the head of Alibaba. I like communist China.
Well, it shows you where their true allegiances are. And Elon Musk came out and said that the news came out that he actually was asking the Chinese government to censor criticism of Tesla. So he's asking the Chinese government to engage in censorship in anti-Tesla tweets and social media posts. So that's Elon Musk. He's totally in the pocket of China. Charlie Munger exposed himself as being a traitorous, aside from being Warren Buffett's butt muncher, you know, he is basically a traitor to the United States. And he came out and made that very clear to everybody with his comments in the last few days. So this is what we're up against. We're up against people in...
Why do they love Charlie Munger? Why is he Bill Gates' lawyer? Why does Warren Buffett bow down to him? What the hell's up with this guy?
No, he's always been Warren Buffett's toy boy for like 50 years, and that's been like the worst open secret in the history of finance. Those two guys have been really very close, if you know what I mean, for a number of years.
Oh, so they're married.
Basically. And so, and Warren throws Charlie a bone every now and then. He's worth a couple of $1 billion. Warren's worth $100-something billion. So he's just like Warren's little pet that they, you know, get on and do stuff, you know. But he is bitter because he was never Warren Buffett. He's just always been the kind of the placenta to Warren Buffett's baby, you know. And usually they throw the placenta away. But in this case, they let Charlie Munger live, and he bleats out traitors, disgusting things. And he's probably won't be around much longer, and nobody's going to miss him.
Well, I mean, this should be like, he says, I want to be like China. I want to arrest everybody.
Yeah.
I've already played the clip 5 times. I mean, he actually says it.
Because, first of all, if Charlie Munger did what he did with Warren to get rich here in America by gaming the system by co-opting the integrity of banks, by getting bailed out for at least five times in a major way. If he had done that in China, quite literally, Alex, they would have shot him. Quite literally. China, when they find bankers that break the law like this, as Charlie Munger has done, they dispose of them completely. And he would have been long, long gone. So I don't know what the hell he's talking about by lauding China in this way. He himself would have been strung up and beaten to death if he did what he did in America, if he did it in China.
Why do you think we see...
Am I going too fast?
No.
I mean, I can slow it down.
Not interrupt you a lot of your life.
Usually, you know, a lot more on the bull. I mean, tomorrow night is the F. Elon event at the Spider House Ballroom right here in Austin. Doors open at 5 o'clock. I've got like two or three tickets left on the website to sell, and that's it. It's 250 people.
You just want 1,000 people showing up. They're not getting any.
It's capped out at 250.
All right, let's just stop.
Capacity.
I'm
never stopping. You can't censor me.
All right. You're right. You're running circles around me. Listen, you ask for it, I will interrupt you.
Oh, all right.
I'm pretty good at it.
You're right. I stand corrected. What am I talking about?
Do you want me to interrupt the line?
No.
Hold on, Max Kaiser. I want to make a point here. All right. Are you interrupting? I'm kind of known for that.
Please. I don't know what I was saying just then. I should have been praising the Lord that I was able to get a whole sentence in uninterrupted. I don't know what was wrong with me.
Keep going, man.
Where's Daria? She's the one who's the brains of the operation.
She had a baby. She's at home.
Okay.
Let's start over.
Fine.
Seriously, what would you call this period in world history right now?
It's the end. It's called a Thucydides trap. And there's been, I think, 13 of them in history. It's when one major power gives way to another major power. Almost all of them, except for two, have been violent. This is America giving up power, their empire, to China. According to a lot of people that we talked to for a number of years, China really is the superpower in the world today. America is no longer the superpower.
And it was all done by one-sided trade deals and everyone shopping at Walmart.
It was all started with Bill Clinton and the World Trade Organization and shipping all of our factories to China. And they, therefore, inherited all the specialization and knowledge that comes with being the world's manufacturing hub. We don't have those high-paid manufacturing jobs. And think about this. China's GDP in the last 12 months is up 18%. America, I think, is flat, maybe up 1%. That's because all the stimulus money we printed went to China.
That's right. Instead, we learned that we're racist and we're bad and that America's bad. That's our GDP now, and China builds factories.
China builds factories. They build roads. They build infrastructure. They do deals with other countries.
But Biden said roads are racist. Did you hear that?
I was unaware of that exactly.
Did you hear the 4th of July fireworks are racist?
This is what happens at the end of an empire when the people living there start to blame themselves. They start engaging in self-loathing because they see that they're, and you see this in Britain. You know, Britain.
Oh, they're totally into that.
Right. They're very, what's called self-deprecating humor. Behind that is that bitterness of having lost their empire at the beginning of the previous century. And the U.S. is now entering into the same kind of phase where we're laughing nervously and watching our empire crumble and making really bad and being self-hating and self-loathing, self-flagellating. And that's what's happening in the U.S. And we're passing the baton on to China and we're exhibiting.
Somebody get me a Nerf gun. I got to tame this guy.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Waging war on corruption. The corruption. Crashing the lies and disinformation. Disinformation! Max Kaiser. Max Kaiser has begged to be interrupted. Begged to be interrupted. All right, stop. Stop. You were asking me during the break how I'm doing, and the answer is our listenership's never been bigger. Deplatforming has failed. But I was in a hole from 2019 financially. Got enough product in 2020 to get out of the hole. And then this year, because of supply chain breakdowns, because of the COVID lockdown that's killing the third world, half the products we normally get, we can't get in because they're high-end supplements and other things like that. And so we've got real problems paying the bills because so many of our best-selling products have been sold out for 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 months. When we finally get them, they go, oh, you can't have 10,000 bottles. You can have 3,000 bottles and stuff like that. So I'm trying to reformulate a bunch of stuff that has less ingredients, still high-end. But anything with like 10, 20, 30 ingredients, like vitamin, mineral, fusion, or DNA force, is sold out for 5, 6 months at a time. And so it sucks to have people that want to support us and buy the product to keep us on air and to even expand, but we're not doing it. So we have store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points ending on Saturday, the extended July 4th deal, Survival Shield X2, X3, as you know, sold out. X2 is excellent, 40% off free shipping, double Patriot points. You can get the spray caps, the same stuff, just sprays in the mouth, so it aerosolizes. That's 60% off. That's going to sell out probably a week. DNA Force Plus, last day of that sale, 40% off. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, 40% off. Final day,
Turbo Force will go for 4 or 5 days. The great 10-hour clean energy, 40% off. Alba Power is the Super Male Vitality dried version. It's excellent. 40% off. Super Male, Super Female Vitality, 50% off. Biotrue Selenium, 50% off, and it goes on from there. But my problem is, Max, I get limited amounts in. Folks only buy it when it's for sale. Then I sell out of it and can't get more and then can't fund myself. And they don't buy enough T-shirts to fund this whole place. So
yeah.
If I would have got the 10,000 free Bitcoin from you 10 years ago, I would have my problem solved.
They'd have over $300 million right now to spend on.
So seriously, you ask, how does that
wax?
Because so many like clothing systems are going down. Flooring supply, the price of copper, timber, 3 times what it was. Massive inflation, not just from devalued currency, but because so many companies that were just barely making it were shut down for over a year. They're gone or they're being bought up. And these big companies with unlimited money are buying them up and just freezing them. And then big box stores are buying up all the raw material where smaller companies can't get it. What's going to happen?
Right, look,
what is that?
It's all economics and it's all two things, inflation and supply chain breakdown. So in the case of the raw ingredients for these materials, the prices are now beyond the reach of the manufacturers.
And they make us pay everything up front. We used to like pay once it shipped.
Right, exactly.
Which they kill confidence.
Right, so their lines with the banks are being shut down because the banks are feeling the stress as well due to the problems. But it extends to things like microchips. So, you know, 80% of the world's microchips come from Taiwan. And so they have a monopoly position. And, of course, this is really the global hotspot in the world today is China and Taiwan. It looks like China is going to make a move on Taiwan for real. They already took over Hong Kong. Let's be honest. That's gone. They're now going to make a move on Taiwan. And the U.S. will not be able to do a thing about it because China is America's banker. China is America's creditor. You know, China can turn off the U.S. dollar any second it wants to. So we don't really have a negotiating position with China, and they're going to make a move on Taiwan. But you're experiencing what every American's experiencing, two things, inflation and cost of living is going up, and you just can't get basic stuff because the supply chains are all being interrupted because of the global deglobalization. You know, we had for many years globalization, but when I started in this year, I said we got three themes for 2021, deglobalization, de-dollarization, and essentially de-Chinification. In other words, China is going to be making less of a globalist move and more of a play toward a global empire, which is doing right now. And you see it every day. And like I said on the last time I was on the show, Alex, most people, when you talk about economics, their eyes glaze over and they're like, whatever. I don't really care as long as I got my cheap gas. Well, guess what? The reckoning is here. We're not going to get those cheap food and gas anymore.
So well, that's right. I mean, you said and I said that when Biden gets in, gas prices will go up. I've got an article here out of AP. It's up 40%. Gas prices have increased 40% under Democrat Biden. Analyst issues warning about future prices, saying they could double within a year.
Right, because China is now going to be Saudi Arabia's biggest customer, and they're going to make a squeeze on the U.S. The people who are going to pay for the cheap...
So there's nobody standing up for us now.
No. No, there is nobody on the world stage that is making strategic moves.
So say what you want about Trump. He was actually trying to be the president.
Yeah, absolutely. Trump was trying to interrupt a lot of the cozy relationships. Again, when you hear that Charlie Munger talk about how favorable he is toward China, that's the globalist right mentality right there.
Well, Chinese TV on national TV brags that they run us now.
They do, and they can rightfully do so because they have a lot of leverage. They have all the leverage, and the U.S. has very little to fight back with at this point. So the U.S. is going through this change of empire.
I'm interrupting. You asked me to. Here it is.
Yeah, here it is. Thank you. Thank you so much for that. Thank you. Yes. Think about the American hubris and the American lifestyle and the American personality of that. You know, they don't call it American, they call it American, right? America has that can-do attitude. And when you are the empire and the world's empire, you have a very cocky, cocksure way about you. And now that we're seeing that in China, China has now got that swagger that we used to have. Their cultural output is actually going to rival that of Hollywood. You know, a lot of movies that go from Hollywood to China are recut. So that it's more of a favorable.
Well, China owns 4 of the 6 production houses.
Right. They own a tremendous amount of that business. And so the culture, the zeitgeist, the way people view the world.
The center of gravity is leaving the U.S.
Yeah. It'll be seen through Chinese point of view. More and more that's happening. And the U.S. is caught completely flat-footed. And nobody, and that's the reason why you have all these ridiculous stories about social justice warriors and about, the kind of tripe that you hear on the mainstream media today is because they need to fill the time so that nobody thinks about the fact that we're...
It's like America's collapsing, it's falling. White people are devils, let's riot. It's just...
Yeah, so because of the reality of it is too painful. It's like being in a hospice. But you know, America is basically in a euthanasia clinic.
And a clown comes to visit.
Yeah, the clown comes to visit called Joe Biden or Rachel Maddow to try to ease the pain at the hospice.
And I interrupted. Were you about to say clown?
No, we're like the same, man. Our minds are in...
But what were you going to say? We're at the hospice and who comes?
Oh, and they come around with the hospice, and it could be a clown or something, and they're trying to ease the pain, right? They got the 90,000 Americans.
It's like a magician comes by. Let's do magic tricks while you're being killed.
Right. It's palliative. I was going to say it's palliative care at this point in America. It's palliative care. It's the amount, the drugs they give you when you're dying. There's no coming back. We're in the hospice and we're dying. And 2008 was really...
And then Pennywise drops by.
2008, but it hasn't been buried yet. Because the global financial crisis of 2008, which that we created because of Charlie Munger and Warren Buffett and all those guys, we came to a dead standstill. The formaldehyde that was pumped into the global economy only benefited China, and the U.S. didn't benefit, and now they've coming to bury us. It's finished. There's nobody standing up for us. We've got no industry that's world-beating at this point.
And we're not being negative here. In fact, we've already collapsed, basically. And we're being held up by fiat money.
That's why countries like El Salvador are running to Bitcoin, because they know not even as bad.
They've been under IMF World Bank colonialism for 60 years.
Right, like 20% of El Salvador's GDP is remittances. And so now, by just going from the typical remittance payment services like Western Union to Bitcoin, they're going to add another something like $2 or $3 billion. In cash into that economy within 1 year.
Well, we'll talk about it next hour, but let me ask you this.
Yeah.
We're about to go to break.
Okay.
What's the time frame on this? Because I'm not trying to be negative, but everything we see is radical authoritarianism, radical anti-free speech. I mean, forget our economy. As a culture, we're losing everything. I would hope there's some way to wake people up and stop this. Is there no stopping this hospice for America in your view?
No. The cost, the inflation, that the double killer of inflation plus scarcity of raw basic commodities and supply chain interruptions are going to basically put the final nail into the U.S. economy coffin.
And by the way, mathematics and history shows that's a certainty, but what's the time frame? Like, we know this gallon of milk.
We're experiencing it now. I mean, it's a slow kill.
A gallon of milk's going to rot by a certain date. Where is the milk? It's already starting to turn. We're right in that point where is it turning? But by tomorrow, it'll be completely rancid.
I think.
So what is tomorrow? A year? 2 years?
I think that at the 2021, by the end of 2021, it'll be impossible to deflect the reality of the situation that the U.S. has entered second world status by the end of 2021. And that's without a war.
Now, let's be clear. Biden's opening the border, saying flood us, saying poop in the street. They want that.
They want to justify printing money in any way they can, because that's the only option they have to try to bail
out. All right, back in 2 minutes with Max Kaiser. He's already got a full show tonight at the Spider House. I don't know
tomorrow
why. Tomorrow night. There's another show tonight. Be there.
It's not tonight. It's tomorrow night.
Tonight.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do when it comes to radio advertising. We are your one-stop shop, and no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.